Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, guys? BlogTalkRadio.com. This is the Brandon Watlington Show. I am your host, Brandon Watlington. What's up, everybody? It is Wednesday. Well, now officially Thursday, to be honest with you, but, you know, some people still call it Wednesday. Hump day. We are in the middle of the week right now. 12 a.m. We just hit midnight. Hopefully everything is good with you guys. Hopefully it's a beautiful one and a blessed one where you guys are. I know it is on my side as well. This is the Brandon Watlington Show. BlogTalkRadio.com/Brandon Watlington. Today, really, I'm going to just voice my opinion on a few things. You know, there's been a lot of things that have been going on. I really want to vent. And nothing bad or anything. Just venting in a good way. Venting in a good way, not anything that's on my mind, but on my heart. And what's in the future. Okay? So make sure to tune in and check us out on our future episodes every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Today we're doing a special late night edition. But every Wednesday, 6 p.m., blogtalkradio.com. Also, hit me up on Twitter and Instagram, okay? Sure. And then, of course, you know, I think I went with my kicks of the week, some other things that, you know, I do on there here and there. But those are the main tidbits of the show, of my social networks as well. So if you guys are looking for some motivation, for something positive, but also if you want to check out some good music that you may have missed over the years or some new stuff that you may not have ever heard, definitely check out my page as well. All right, let's get into some music right now. This is my girl Guapole with Hey Boy here on the Brandon Watlington Show.
Oh,
Garoppolo with Hey Boy here on the Brandon Wallington Show. Hey, listen, guys, I want to talk a little bit about what's been going on with a couple of things. As many of you all have known, I have been in the process of putting together this YouTube page, which seems to be like for the past 8,000 years. It really does feel like that. But in all honesty, it's probably been for the past year and a half, really trying to put this thing together. And it's had some uphill battles and some obstacles and a whole bunch of other things that have come into play. But it's funny what happened. It's not funny, but it's funny. Because I really had to look at it for what it was. There are things that are going to happen in our lives where we know exactly what we want to do. We know exactly how we're going to do it and everything. But then we get this curveball called life, where everything that we're planning to do, somehow, some way, a curveball is always thrown at us, and it throws us off of our game. And that's what I want to talk about. Because I know for me, and for other people as well, when you have something that you have your heart set on doing, you say, this is it, this is what I'm going to do. And then when it doesn't necessarily go the way that you want it, you end up really finding yourself frustrated and almost that you don't want to do it. Now, I know my situation, it was really, like I said, we're still getting the channel together and the shows together and the videos together and everything else as far as guests are concerned. But we have some issues with the editing that we were having issues with. Finally, after weeks of putting that together, finally got the editing halfway taken care of. And then the other day, our computers crash on us. The team and I, we work on all of this stuff. And all of a sudden, the computers crash. You can imagine my disappointment in the fact that we have been working so hard to put this together, writing scripts, writing ideas, and getting other projects done as well. And then only have that come to a crash because the computer crashed. So it's like, okay, it literally crashed. It literally crashed. You know, so when I do my videos, or even if I do something for, you know, like my social networks, my social media, it's all being hindered because my computer is no longer available. But what I've learned is this: adversity introduces a man to himself. And if you really want to make something happen, you will find a way to get something done, no matter what. Getting it done is sometimes better than it being perfect, depending on the severity of it. If the goal is bigger than the method, that is what it's about. Sometimes it doesn't matter about how it gets done. It's just the fact that it gets done. If you really want to make it happen, you will make a way to do it. You will find a way to do it. I look at the situation, and there's a saying that says, be stubborn about your goals and flexible about your methods. And when I say that hit me like a ton of bricks. It really did, because you have to learn to be stubborn with your goals but flexible with your methods. The end result is always going to be the end result, but you may have to go different ways to get to it. Everybody thinks that success is just one route, one straight line, and they really don't understand. People don't understand that. You know, there's going to be sometimes where there's failure in the middle of that. So when you want to make a right, you got to go left. There's a lot of different things that happen in the road to success or the road to you accomplishing your goals. What I always say is this, you know, is that when life makes you go left, keep on turning left enough times, eventually you'll go right. So sometimes, you know, you don't have to worry about going against the ground trying to fight it. Sometimes you just have to be flexible with it and then just learn to just turn it. That's really what you have to do in a lot of these cases. You know, and for me, I said, without having a computer that's a functioning computer, and neither and anybody on my team having functioning computers that were working, it was really a hassle and a task. But like I said, where creativity stands is it's always created when you're in the weirdest situations or where you're underneath the most pressure. Those creative juices will start to flow, and those ideas will start to come into fruition, and you know, you'll be able to actually find that you can create a lot of things that you probably almost didn't even imagine that you could, or that you'll start searching for things that you wouldn't have if you had the initial luxury of what you were used to. Beautiful thing that happens. And so for me, I had to learn that, you know, I didn't have to learn, but I was reminded of it earlier this week. And it's funny how sometimes when you think that you've arrived to a certain point in life, you start to forget certain things, some of the little steps. And sometimes you almost have to fall back into place and remind yourself or to humble yourself that there is a process to all of this. Everything has a process. Everything has a step, and it has to be respected. So that's what I urge to you all. Respect, trust the process. Respect the process. Love the process that you're in right now, okay? Love it because it is a learning, it's a learning adventure. It's a teaching moment. It's a teachable moment, and it is to make you appreciate what you're going to have on the other side of your success. It looks like it's frustrating now. It looks like it is out of your reach. It looks like you are getting all of the setbacks are happening to you. All the hindrances are happening to you right now, but I'm telling you, it's for your divine purpose. It is to make you stronger. It's there to introduce yourself to you, the real you to you, that you may not already know. You may or may not know. There's never been a situation where someone's had a huge victory without there being any type of adversity. If it was any type of adversity, it was a known victory that was going to happen, and it was the most boring thing ever. But the huge victories that come through are the ones where it's the most adversity, the most obstacles are in their way to prevent them from getting to where they want to get to. But yet and still, people somehow find a way to make things happen. You know, you look at, I always talk about the 94 Denver Nuggets, the number 8 seed in the NBA playoffs, the Western Conference at the time, going against number 1 seed Seattle Supersonics, which are now the Oklahoma City Thunder. Okay? 94 Seattle Supersonics had Gary Payton, Sean Kipp, Dennis Schroeder, Sam Perkins, Nate McMillan, Alan McKee, McKee. Last name was McKee. There's a whole bunch of players on there that were really, really, really good. And the Denver Nuggets had Dikembe Mutombo. and he was known for his defense. And they had a whole bunch of other players, Chris Jackson, Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf. But what happened was this. Through the adversity, they found that they were introducing – that adversity introduced themselves to who they really could become. And they forced all the way to a final deciding game and were able to beat the number 1 seed Seattle Supersonics in one of the biggest upsets in NBA history. That's what I'm saying. You won't know what you can do until you are challenged with something that you were not expecting to deal with. And those are what the challenges are. So I'd say to all of my Denver Nuggets out there, don't worry about the Seattle Supersonics. Learn to be flexible. Learn to run your race, to play your game, and to do what you have to do, because it doesn't matter what the obstacles are. If you are persistent enough at your goals, it'll have no choice but to cave in eventually. It may not happen immediately, but if you really are about your goals, about those things that you obsess over, that you dream about, that you can't sleep about because it keeps you up at night, those things will eventually have to cave in because it says, what must I do to make them stop? And you know the only way to make you stop, to make me stop, give me what I want. Give me what I want, and I'll make it happen. Once again, guys, thank you for listening. Check us out next Wednesday and every Wednesday, 6 p.m. here on blogtalkradio.com/Brandon Wallinson. God bless. Take care. Good night. Peace.